This is your Kershaw League Roundup from Saturday the 28th of March by Chris Abbott. Three teams now sit on 60 points at the top of the Kershaw Premier. A huge Stuart goal was enough for Hardwick to overcome Great Shelford. As a result, Hardwick moved back up to second. A Sefa Ate brace helped Forbourne Institute stay level on points with the top two as they beat Eton Soken by 2-1. However, they have played four games more. A goalless draw at home to Wisbeach St Mary means Lakenheath slipped to fourth. Sandown Rangers reserves now sit bottom of the table after Cambridge City reserves picked up a 2-1 win at home to Over Sports, and Sawston and Cambridge City shared 6 goals. Brampton edged past Linton Granter 3-2. Gamlingay beat Foxton by the odd goal in 7, and West Ratton squeezed past Cottenham by 1-0. Senior A leaders Hemingford United came away with a 3-1 win over 10 men at Cambridge University Press reserves. Sarum United moved up to second with a 7-2 win over Milton. Felmere beat struggling Comberton United 4-1. Ely City Reserves boosted their survival hopes with a 2-1 win over Chatteris Town. Fenstanton beat Forbourne Institute Reserves 6-0. Girton United beat Great Paxton by 2-1. And Royston and Somersham finished 1 apiece. Barrington failed to make up ground on Senior B leaders Outwell Swifts as they went down 3-2 at Wychford 96. Hardwick Reserves helped their survival chances with a 2-0 win over Bluntisham Rangers. Orwell beat God Manchester Reserves by a 0-0. And Wimbledon and Edenworth shared a goal apiece. There's midweek action this week in the Premier Division. Wisbeach St Mary host Over Sports on Tuesday. And Lakenheath entertain Foxton on Wednesday at Newmarket Town. In Senior A, Ely City Reserves play Falmouth on Tuesday. And Sarum United entertained Cambridge University Press Reserves on Wednesday. In Senior A, there's 2 games on Wednesday, with Hardwick Reserves entertaining Barrington and God Manchester Rovers Reserves entertaining Doddington United. For more information, don't forget to visit our website, www.cambridgefa.com.